From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. British police have released the names of two of three attackers who killed seven people and wounded dozens late Saturday in London. They're 27-year-old Briton Khurram Shahzad Butt, born in Pakistan and previously known to authorities, and 30-year-old Rashid Ridwain. The third attacker's identity has not been released. Scotland Yard Commander Mac Chisty appealed to anyone who may have information on the attackers to step forward.
Unlike a single person, a lone wolf type of attack who may keep everything to themselves, when you've got three people in concert, necessarily there must have been some discussion around that. And some people, even at the closest point to them, must have known something. And we're saying they had a duty. The Muslim community is saying they had that duty to report it.
The three used a van to strike pedestrians along London Bridge and then stabbed several at Borough Market before being shot dead by police. Islamic State claimed responsibility. Thousands, meanwhile, attended a vigil late Monday at London City Hall to honour the victims.
Why wouldn't it be important? How could anybody ignore this? Tragic. It's tragic for all the lives that are lost, including the three.
It was absolutely barbaric. This doesn't represent Islam. It's been said countless times before. This isn't the first time something like this has happened in the UK or America as well. But we reject it completely. We condemn it in the utmost way.
It's about love and unity and coming together. And we have to now more than ever show compassion towards one another.
Campaigning ahead of Thursday's national election resumed Monday. The U.S. has called on the United Nations to investigate the murders of two U.N. sanctions monitors in Democratic Republic of Congo. American Michael Sharp and Zeta Catalan of Sweden disappeared in March in the restive central Kasai region. This is